Talk Live. You take control of the airwaves. Toll free, 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. With you tonight, it's Ian,
Daryl,
and Mark.
And don't forget, you can join us online by going to freetalklive.com, and there you may add to our website what you choose. So you find something online, some sort of news article, blog post, YouTube video, whatever you think's interesting, fun, exciting, outrageous, whatever you think our listeners would appreciate, basically, because then votes happen. Once you submit something to the site, it will be voted on. Maybe it'll receive positive votes, or maybe not. So you can go to freetalklive.com, get interactive there. Wow, where to begin? There's so much happening right now, it's really hard to grasp everything. And I just mean around us. Now, for longtime listeners of the program, you know that, you know, we frequently cover things happening in New Hampshire. Sometimes it's a critique of this show, but sorry, there are things happening here that are unique, that are newsworthy, that are not getting the coverage that they deserve and that they need to be talked about, like what happened at today's hearing for the Robin Hooder trial.
Oh, you mean the 7.5-hour trial that went through 2.5 witnesses?
Yeah, all morning was one witness, the entire morning. To give you an idea of the pacing of this particular hearing, there will likely be another 2 full days of
this hearing. There's likely to be 2 full weeks because there's 10 more witnesses.
It could be. It's going that slow.
I was doing the count, and if it averages 3 hours a witness like it did today, that's 30 hours of trial just for the witnesses.
Wait a second. This isn't an evidentiary hearing?
This is not the full trial.
This is the evidentiary hearing to see if they proceed to the actual hearing.
This is the evidentiary hearing after which the judge will determine whether or not, if we get to it, because there's going to be a motion to dismiss and there'll probably be a hearing on the motion to dismiss.
There's already been motions to dismiss.
Right.
It just keeps going. I mean, it's
so this evidentiary hearing.
If it wasn't so glacially boring, it would be funny.
Let me tell you, it wasn't boring in the courtroom for most of the day today. But this evidentiary hearing, which will last at least 3 days probably, will ultimately only be the deciding factor in whether or not the judge issues a preliminary injunction. Then, after issuing the preliminary injunction, if he decides to do that and not kick the case out, then there will be presumably more hearings. How many more? I don't know. I've never been through civil process to any significant extent, with the exception of the one time when the city of Keene sued me because I was trying to get records from the court of a guy that set himself on fire from a couple years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. The interesting thing is the case doesn't pick back up tomorrow. Nobody knows when the next day of testimony will be.
It'll be at least early September.
He said it will be after Labor Day.
Right.
So yes, nobody knows.
And they've got to find a 2-day time frame because people want to schedule
back-to-back days.
Back-to-back. So,
yeah, because one of the people involved in the case lives 3 hours away.
All right. There's so much to cover from today. Mark, you were there briefly until the judge decided to threaten you with arrest in front of your 5-year-old son?
Yeah, Jack's 5.
Children are not allowed in the courtroom.
That's not what he said. And if children weren't allowed in the courtroom, somebody should have told me. That wasn't the impression I got. I have very few nice things to say about this guy today, so I'm going to do my really, really level best. I think he acted like a petty tyrant, and I don't think he would have acted that way if he wasn't sitting up on that high chair with a black muumuu on. I think if it was as a normal situation, he would have had a lot more understanding.
I wonder if he has kids.
I don't know, and I don't care. That's not how you treat people.
Oh, I agree with you there.
I had my son on my lap, and I had decided ahead of time, when he starts getting antsy, we're going to leave.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm here. I'm going to make an appearance. He loves to see his Uncle Ian, and, you know, it's just one of his things. He's fixated on Uncle Ian right now. I think the kid just wants an uncle. Poor guy, he ended up with you. And So we went in there, and it wasn't like he was making a bunch of noise or whispering a bunch of things or kicking the back of the bar or anything like that.
Yeah.
I don't think anybody noticed anything. But
I was sitting right by him, and I mean, I knew he was there, but it wasn't particularly egregious.
I could feel him starting to get antsy. So it was time to go. So I'm like, okay, are you ready to go? And as I had said that, then the judge is like, the gentleman with the child in the back is going to have to leave or something like that. I'm going to have to settle down or leave or something. And I said,
you made some comment about how you're, okay, you're leaving.
Yeah, yeah. He's getting rambunctious. We're on the way out. And then he, like, tells the bailiffs, go get him.
2 seconds later. It was literally
it wasn't 2 seconds. Later. I mean, I had made the statement as
I was
getting.
It was a few seconds, I think.
I don't think
long.
It was anything. You
it
know,
wasn't
like
long.
I'm trying to get Jack off my lap and we're moving, right? Like, right. I'm not going to shove him to the floor and then, like, trample on him as I run out of the courtroom because some guy, some cross-dressing moo-moo wearer has said, you know, he'd actually told me, as I recall, to settle down or leave.
Yes.
And that's what I recall. I could be wrong. But
and then he threatened you with contempt if you wouldn't leave.
And I'm like, I'm sorry, did you not hear me? We're leaving. Yeah. There's no reason to scar the child.
I wonder how long you would have spent in jail for that one.
I have no clue. And he said, one more comment out of you and I'm going to hold you in contempt. I mean, I was leaving before you said anything, you crazy, power-hungry little dictator.
And the funny thing is, this guy's better than the last guy.
I mean, he looks like Himmler, I'm sorry, and he acts like him, too. I've got nothing nice to say about this dude.
I can find nice things to say about him because I can compare him to the last guy.
Completely out of control. He was completely out of control. And
yeah.
The idea that you would... They could have gone on with whatever they were doing. The only disturbance was created by that jackass that was in the front of the room.
That's always how it happens. Always how it happens. They always blame the activist for creating some sort of disturbance.
I'm not an activist!
You went to court.
I was sitting in the court.
You were there, and activists were there in court, so therefore you and your son are both activists.
Right. This is the sort of collectivist thinking. So this guy, this clearly biased individual, thinks that I'm an activist because I'm sitting with activists, is supposed to rule on whether or not, in this case, the activists are a group because Pete Ayer is part of this. I mean, this is how stupid this is. He's supposed to be unbiased, and he can't even be unbiased about who's sitting in the audience. I'm a guy with a kid. I'm not these other people that are sitting around me. I just happened to come in. I wanted to take a look. I wanted to see how things were going.
You're an activist, man. You went to court. I mean, by definition,
there
going
were
to
lots
court,
of people on the other side of that room that had nothing to do with it. I'm a member
paid,
of the press.
One of them was getting paid $225 an hour to sit there, waiting until she testified.
I'm a member of the press.
Psychologist.
So I don't know what he's talking about, or you're talking about either.
Okay, Mark, that's fine. You can paper over the truth. But the truth is, anybody who goes to a trial who is not the direct family or the person who is being charged with whatever the issue is, is you're basically an activist today because nobody else goes to trials. Like you said, there is media that attends these things, but everybody knows you're a Free State Project participant, and so
I don't know why it matters, and I don't know why that. What, does that guy have some kind of dossier on all the Free Staters?
You're certainly no stranger to anybody that does have a dossier.
That guy there has. I've seen him one other time.
The judge, you mean?
Yeah, the judge. I walked in. One other time into this courtroom. I'm rarely even at these events. I show up for maybe a half an hour.
He probably listens. He's probably listening to you right now.
Well, you know what, Mister? Yeah, I mean, you ought to be ashamed of yourself. This kind of behavior in front of a five-year-old? I mean, for God's sakes, my son walked out of that courtroom. He said, Daddy, what was that man saying? And I'm like, that man was really, he was really had a short temper, and I don't know exactly what his problem was.
You know, Mark, I can tell you a story about today that will make you laugh. Graham was puffing on his e-cig.
Yeah.
And one of the bailiffs, whose name I do not know, walked over and said, you need to put out the cigarette. Not a cigarette. He's blue. This is an e-cig. This is water vapor. And he was totally baffled. He was like, no, I don't understand.
That's good.
These courthouses, it's like you're walking into, the 19th century.
I have no idea what I was doing. I'm so outraged by this dude.
Okay, well,
we're just scratching the surface on what happened.
This was a moment in time there.
855, 453, and of course there is video.
Attention men, if you're urinating more often, or waking at night to urinate, we want to send you a free bottle of Beta Prostate. Beta Prostate is our best-selling supplement, made with a natural ingredient that supports healthy urine flow. and more complete bladder emptying. It's also been shown to reduce waking at night from the urge to urinate. To find out how to get your free bottle, just call 800-460-0983. Since Beta Prostate debuted, our warehouse has shipped over 2 million bottles. But there are still men who have yet to discover this amazing supplement. That's why for a limited time, you can try a full 30-day supply of Beta Prostate free. You only pay shipping and handling. This free Beta Prostate giveaway is only available while supplies last. And once it's gone, it's gone. Just call 800-460-0983. That's 800-460-0983. Call 800-460-0983.
Gold isn't for you?
Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control here toll-free, 855-453. You can join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com. You can, of course, get interactive there. Once again, freetalklive.com. Features on the site include archives, so if you've missed a moment of the show, it's no problem. We will provide them to you for free. You can go back for years and download as many episodes as you might like. All for free at freetalklive.com. Plus, the SoundCloud player is built into every archive page, meaning that it's easy for you to play the audio back from the page, hit the download button, or hit share and make it easy for you to share your favorite episodes on your favorite social networking websites. So again, go to freetalklive.com and enjoy on us. Now, the Free State Project, The Free State Projects is the reason why we have all of these interesting things to talk about today. And we have a whole bunch of stuff to talk about today. Because there's a lot going on. Because, well, here's a shocker. When you move people who actually love liberty together into the same place, more cool stuff happens. And that's what's been happening here. In fact, we've even had some celebrities move recently. Amanda Billy Rock, who has her own YouTube channel, made a kind of a big splash moving into Manchester over the weekend. I heard her on the Freedom Fiends yesterday being interviewed and just very effusive about how exciting it is to be in New Hampshire and that there's always, as she described it, there was always something happening. Like, at any moment, you can go out and do something with, even if it's just a social event, you can go out and do something with liberty activists if you live in a place where there's a high concentration of them, like Manchester or Keene, for instance. So it's always nice to hear new movers really excited to be here because, gosh, it sure is exciting. Daryl, you've been here over a year.
Yes.
And, I mean, what do you think? I mean, compared to where you come from.
Oh, I love it.
It's like nothing else, right? I mean, there's nothing else like this.
The only other thing that's like this would be Porkfest, but that only lasts 1 week.
And that happens in New Hampshire, too.
Yes.
So go to freestateproject.org. If you love liberty, if you understand what freedom is all about, that, you know, you need to allow others to be free in order so you can be free, and that, you know, being free is all about not hurting anybody else, living your life how you want, but you don't hurt anybody. So go to freestateproject.org. In fact, there's other things happening. There's more to say about the trial, and we can get to that, but there's just too much to say in one instance, so we're going to go to the phones here. Eric is on the line in Concord, who there's a situation happening in Concord right now as we speak, where presumably hundreds of people, I haven't seen the details yet, but hundreds online said they were going to show up to a meeting where the Concord City Council is looking to approve the federal grant money for a Bearcat, which is an armored tank for the police department. Eric is on the line in Concord right now. Hello, Eric.
Hey, Ian. It's Eric Free Rock out here. We're in Concord, and there are a ton of people out here protesting Concord getting a Bearcat.
Give me an estimate. I mean, I'm terrible at crowds myself, but what would you say? I mean, a ton, it doesn't really describe it. Are we talking a couple hundred? Are we saying several hundred?
Well, the city council hall is full. They're at capacity.
Yes.
They couldn't let any more people in.
Nice.
There's probably about another 100, 150 of us outside the windows of the meeting area. And we got people drumming and holding signs and talking on a loudspeaker about what's going on. But here comes the kicker. It sounds like they're going to hold off the decision till next Monday because...
Interesting.
Maybe they don't think it's safe for them to decide it tonight.
Okay, point of clarification. So the original intention for the meeting tonight was for them to approve... or not, the money that is has already been something they've asked for. So the Concord City Council, over almost a year ago, decided to grant the approval to the police department to seek the grant from the federal government. The federal government, Department of Homeland Security, approved the grant. Now they have to go back to the city council one last time and get them to approve accepting the grant, and that's what was supposed to happen tonight. Are they still going to take testimony from the crowd tonight?
Not 100% sure on that. Like I said, it's to max capacity, so there's a lot of...
And what time did the meeting start?
Going on.
7 o'clock.
Start at 7.
7, okay. So you say the hall's packed, so I'm going to guess a couple hundred people inside, 150 people outside. Sounds like an amazing turnout, just like it was here in Keene, where the whole place got packed and people were outside, too. Just so fantastic to see activists stepping up. And, of course, it's likely activists of all stripes. I mean, there's a lot of people who oppose this Bearcat. I remember when it happened in Keene, it was like 90% of the people on the streets were against this thing.
Yeah, we have a lot of freesters out here, a lot of Occupy. We have current and former state reps. And as you were saying, Amanda Billy Rock moved up here. She's out here tonight, too. And the president of the Free State Project, Carla Gaelic, is out here, too.
That's fantastic. So no other, I guess, news to report? The police have left you guys alone?
Yeah. There's been pretty much no police presence at all. Maybe a cop driving by every 15 minutes, but nobody on foot. And, yeah, there's pretty much no city bureaucrats outside, though, either.
It's nice to live in a place where you pretty much can be about an hour away from the state capital, no matter where you live in the southern tier of New Hampshire. It's a pretty nice thing to have happen.
Most places, yeah.
I can't say I would have driven to Tallahassee in Florida ever for any
5 hours or
whatsoever.
Something.
Hey, thanks, Eric, for the update tonight. Appreciate it. And if anything else happens, hopefully we'll hear news about that. I appreciate hearing from you. That's Eric, by the way, who lives in Keene and is a Keene native who just recently moved back.
That's an interesting point about so many places around the country is if you can't go there within an hour, maybe an hour and a half, how are you supposed to have any kind of participation in your government? If the state government's making so many rules, and you know it is, and the idea is, well, we had an open meeting to the public and nobody came.
Yeah.
And I've been to so many of these things because I've heard that, parroted so many times by the politicians. You know, here's a little news for you, folks. I've been to so many of these things and testified, and they've never listened to me. They've gotten up and walked out while I was talking, you know, whatever, just wandering in and out like they don't give a, you know, care in the world about what people who have come to talk say. They don't care when you do go. But if you're not within an hour, you really can't go. If you're in Florida, think about how far Orlando, Tampa,
4 hours.
Jacksonville, Pensacola, Miami, Key West, every one of these things. Key West is like 8.5, 10 hours, something like that.
From where we live?
From Tallahassee. But those people in Tallahassee have, you know, all kinds of control over their lives.
Yeah. How are you supposed to testify? Is 2 hours away from mainland Florida.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it is a real benefit to being here in New Hampshire is that the political system is at least accessible. Yeah, it's still slow and arduous and terrible, but it's more accessible than any other one that, you know, that I've ever experienced.
And Florida is just one of the examples. Right. Texas, California, New York, when you're looking at these places. Yeah, there's plenty of people who live within an hour's distance of Albany, but there's a lot more who don't.
So, Daryl, you didn't have any issues setting up today, did you, with your camera?
No issues. The only
last time they threatened you.
Right. The only issue that I did have is there was no outlet anywhere.
Oh, yeah, there was a weird outlet on the wall. It was like a legal. It was like a legal outlet or something. They had changed the polarity or whatever. The, you know how normally
the directions of the plug.
Yeah, the slots. The two slots had been changed 90 degrees, so you couldn't plug a regular plug into this. But yet they had an extension cord, you know, orange extension cord with that kind of plug on it. I'd never seen that before. 855-453, the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control here, and of course you can bring up what you want. It's Free Talk Live.
There's a huge and hushed-up conspiracy going on that's about to turn your lives upside down in the coming few months. Unbelievably, the media are keeping quiet about this. I'm sure they know it, but they probably know that revealing it on TV will generate mass hysteria and chaos. But I believe you should be informed about it, because when the sinister agenda is finally accomplished and everything unravels, only those who know this secret info will survive and thrive. Go to 123conspiracy.com right now to see the truth. The video at 123conspiracy.com reveals the real, secret reason why Obama is after your guns and ammo. And it's not just in response to mass murders of preparing for war. It's something much darker. Go watch the video now at 123conspiracy.com before they shut it down. Again, that's 123conspiracy.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Alabama, it's coming, and it's the event you and your family will not want to miss. The Southern Preppers Convention and Green Living Expo, Saturday and Sunday, September 7th and 8th, at the newly renovated Oxford Civic Center in Oxford, Alabama, where admission is totally free. There's something for everyone. Free classes and seminars on topics like food preparation, food harvesting, and food preservation. Free giveaways every 30 minutes. You could win seed kits, food, doTERRA oil, starter kits, water filters, and more, including a year's supply of food. Guest speakers include Bob from Black Dog Survival School, Mike from White Harvest Seeds, Dr. Tom Stoner from Dr. Med Kits, and more. And be sure to stop by and check out the Youngevity booth, the Southern Preppers Convention and Green Living Expo, September 7th and 8th. A weekend of education and preparation that's totally free to attend. Don't forget, the Country Inn and Suites in Oxford has special rates available for those who attend the expo. Get all the details at thesouthernpreppers.com. That's thesouthernpreppers.com.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
And that is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features on the site we give to you for free. So, again, that's freetalklive.com. And those features include the bulletin board system. You can go and get interactive with other Free Talk Live listeners. And like the rest of our website, it is completely free. So, bbs.freetalklive.com. So 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. Tonight, the School Sucks Project is an excellent podcast. SchoolSucksProject.com. You can go and get registered for an account there and get all kinds of free goodies, including, I heard 4 years now. I heard Brett saying on the air the other night on his show that they've now been doing School Sucks Project podcasts for 4 years.
It's pretty great.
It does fly by.
That's pretty great. So congratulations to them, and check them out, schoolsucksproject.com. So 855-450-FREE is the SACL CAI toll-free line. The Bearcat hearing continues in Concord tonight. Looks like they're playing a political move and putting off the vote to next week. We will keep you informed about that. Of course, for those,
this is a really despicable move, and it's done all the time. Everybody who's listening knows how difficult it is to take the time out of your life to go and watch.
And drive for an hour in some cases.
In some cases, an hour, 2 hours,
right,
depending on where you're coming from, to go down and watch these politicians, which is a term that's in this country and I think around the world synonymous with liars.
Yep.
These people, and then they double it. They're like, oh, well, we can't make a decision tonight. I guess this is such a surprise. It's been a year and a half we've been thinking about it. It's huge news right now. Well, we just can't make a decision tonight. And
yep,
they're going to put it off till next week or next month.
Well, the caller said, Eric said next week.
Next week. So everybody's going to have to come back. If you're interested in this issue, you're going to have to come back. We're going to spend twice as much gasoline, waste twice as much people's money and time, and then we're going to do whatever the hell we want.
They will do whatever they want.
This is what passes as participatory democracy, and it's just disgusting.
It's going to be interesting to see in Concord how many, if any, of the city councilors change their mind. I've heard I've heard rumor that there's one of them that's against the Bearcat now. Now, the Bearcat application that they had approved initially was on the what they call consent agenda. And from what I understand of a brief research into what consent agenda means, it just means like the list of things the city council intends to pass. So I presume that means that everyone consented on the city council. Otherwise, they would have objected and called for a vote or whatever. So
there's a lot of things that pass through legislative bodies that just pass through, okay?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But no one was against it the first time.
They put it on the consent agenda, and everything on the consent agenda, everybody in the favor, aye, okay, bye.
Yeah.
Right, poof.
So is something going to happen, to where someone will change their vote?
Well, the question is, will they let anybody that is not a Concord resident speak tonight?
Yeah. I don't see why they wouldn't. Those trucks are sent all over the state, and here in Keene, we have to, the surrounding towns have to pay too.
Well, they wouldn't because they don't want to hear from you. Is why they wouldn't. You're being logical about it, but theirs is a logical position from another standpoint. And that
because
is they don't want to
I
hear
read
from
something
you.
To where the mayor was saying, "I'm getting all of these petitions, and they're not even signed by people in Concord, so we're just not even going to pay any attention to them."
So that's going on as we speak, and it's yet another in the long, unending line of things that you can do here in New Hampshire. And one of those other things was attend the Robin Hood hearing today that we began talking about earlier in the show. And there is a lot to cover here. I made a few notes, and you made a lot of notes, Daryl. So if you, the listener, missed out on those notes today, you were doing live tweets.
I live tweeted with hashtag Robin Hood trial.
Yep, or you can just go to freekeen.com and the full record of every tweet that Daryl made today from the trial, which was quite a few. I mean, you were tweeting.
Thanks for doing that, because I couldn't be there the whole time. That
the petty little
dictator that was running the show kicked me out as I was leaving and scared my son. So thank you for doing that. It allowed me to follow before and after.
Yeah, so a lot of people were reading those. I saw lots of kudos online, so appreciate that. So that's where you can get details, and I know you've got some highlights that you probably want to point out here. One of my favorites was when the parking enforcer, the main one who testified today, Linda, she says she is intimidated by videotaping, by any video recording at any distance.
You could be across the city with a video camera. And if it's pointed in her direction and she sees it, she becomes intimidated. And if she hears footprints or footsteps.
Footfalls, as she described them,
At any distance from anywhere, whether or not it's one of the Robin Hooders or not, she gets scared and intimidated.
Is this as a result, her claim of the Robin Hooding?
Yes,
or is this just how she has lived her life
up
until...
Well, the being scared of cameras is just a... thing. Like, she's a private person, she says.
Does she work in the cop shop? Because I know they've got cameras in there.
She's a police officer.
Oh, it's okay when the government does the camera footage thing, but not
she,
okay
she said
when he...
that being filmed while on duty from any distance to her felt as though somebody were peeking in her window at her house.
Are you telling me that some of these retailers don't have cameras running inside their stores or out the
she
windows?
She must be constantly intimidated, by this. In fact, we actually had two cameras, my camera and Daryl's camera, in the court today, not including the three they have or whatever.
I was going to say, they've got at least three. I thought they had like five.
One of them was disconnected a long time ago. But anyway, there's always some government cameras around. But presuming ours are more intimidating than the government cameras, she must have been constantly anxious being in that room, if that's the case. And it's interesting.
She did look nervous and visibly, fraught.
Right. Isn't this interesting, though? Like, the whole gist of this Robin Hood case, I mean, for those that don't know, the idea is when you Robin Hood, you rescue people from getting parking tickets and leave a calling card to let people know they've been saved. But you also have to do it in proximity to the parking enforcer for maximum productivity. But the gist of this Robin Hood trial is not, it's not that you're saving people from tickets, even though we know that's really what it is because it's revenue that they're losing. It's that, you're harassing these meter maids. That's what this is all about. You guys are intimidating, and it's causing them to be very stressed. And, they're just people trying to do a job, and you guys shouldn't be doing that. This is terrible. Well, think of how stressful this is. Going to a courtroom, having to for the average person, sit up at a witness stand. You've got this, you know, from their perspective, the man in the robe is probably intimidating to them to some extent.
It was intimidating to me. He tried to throw me in jail today.
Right. I mean, they're
threatened me and my son. I assume my son with some kind of foster home as a result. I mean, yeah, that guy's intimidating.
Right. And, you know, they are under under oath. If they perjure themselves, they could get in trouble. Right. So this is a pretty stressful environment for the average person. Me, if I get up on a witness stand, it's like, no problem. I've been in there a bunch of times. It's no big deal. But they're not used to that. They don't generally have to get on a witness stand when they're dealing with handing out parking tickets, unless, of course, they hand one to one of us because we'll take them to trial with it.
Yes.
But this is a pretty intimidating process, and they're being hit with pretty tough questions by Attorney John Meyer, who's one of the preeminent free speech First Amendment attorneys in the country, who took this case pro bono and is doing, what I can tell, a killer job at it. If their reason for this whole thing was ostensibly to, you know, stop their source of stress, just think of how stressful this is for them. I mean, the one of the three parking enforcers in Keene we learned today has quit his job. He's no longer working for the city of Keene in any way, shape, or form. So only two are remaining. And so, you know, he's quit allegedly because of the stress involved in this. And now they've got to go to court 3 full days to defend themselves.
And I guess that takes the parking enforcers off the street. It shows just how valuable this service is that they perform.
Rumor had it that old Fred Parcells, the code enforcement officer, was hitting the streets today instead.
Okay.
So they did
probably right around the courthouse so we get as many activist tickets as possible.
Probably true. 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll free line. So that was like where I first started taking notes when she said that. Because it was just so ridiculous that she thought that videotaping at any distance is intimidating. But she's not alone in that viewpoint. Lots of bureaucrats believe this. It's like they don't understand that they work at a public job. And of course all their cohorts are willing to defend it to the point of spending thousands of taxpayer dollars. We'll come back with more. It's Free Talk Live.
Business owners, listen up. Give me an L.
Give me another L.
Give me a Z.
What's that spell?
Incorporation. Protection. Success. Incorporate your business.
LLC. If you're about to start a business, these three little letters can make the difference between making a fortune and losing everything. Because if you're not incorporated and someone sues your business, you can lose it all. Your home, your car, even your life savings. That's why LLC.com is now giving away a free incorporation guide to all business owners. With LLC.com, you can incorporate in just 10 minutes. Protect your home, protect your car, protect your life savings. Call 1-800-940-9829 for your free 10-minute incorporation guide from LLC.com. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy.
Incorporation. Protection. Success. Incorporate your business.
Call now for your free guide. 1-800-940-9829. That's 1-800-940-9829.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Thank you, listeners. You spoke, and we listened. At Chef5MM.com, we've made our checkout process more secure and user-friendly than ever before. Chef 5-Minute Meals. Unlike anything you've ever seen. Self-heat in just 5 minutes. You don't need anything except what comes in the box. Visit Chef5MM.com to see this innovation for yourself. That's Chef5MM.com. Or call 888-959-6502. 888-959-6502.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Anything you'd like at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online over at freetalklive.com. All the features we give away to you, so enjoy at freetalklive.com. Now, maybe you have been considering launching a website or redesigning an existing site. Well, Squarespace.com can help you with that, and they can make it easy. You don't have to hire some expert and pay them $50 or $100 an hour to help you with this. Squarespace.com, it's free to start out. You can go and sign up for your free account with just your email address. You don't need to have a credit card. Now, when you're ready to order it, it's as low as $8 a month, which is really incredibly affordable for the great hosting that they
do.
It's
hard to complain about $8 a month,
especially
your website hosted and make it that easy to build, and the domain names included.
Well, that's if you buy the full year.
Okay.
So you can buy monthly or you can buy the whole year. Anyway, and it also is an amazing deal considering how beautiful their themes are. And you go to squarespace.com, you'll immediately be struck by how amazing the site looks. At least I was. I was really impressed. And then when I looked in at the different themes that they've got on their site, they're really professional and they look sharp. And, of course, they're completely customizable. So you can get in there. If you're a tweaker, you can do that stuff. Otherwise, you can just drop, you know, things off your desktop and drag them in and rearrange the items on the page. And it's just incredibly easy. 24/7 support is available to you. So they've got it backed up. You get confused, you can just get in touch with their support staff. The design is responsive, so it'll scale for different devices. So your phone versus your tablet versus your desktop computer. Yeah, really, it's worth taking a look at. Squarespace.com. Go and get your free trial started right now with just your email address. And then when you're ready to order, use our discount code for 10% off. FTL8. That's FTL like Free Talk Live. FTL and the number 8. And that will get you 10% off at Squarespace.com. Whether you want to start an e-commerce site, a blog, a portfolio, all of the above, Squarespace.com. So 855-450-FREE. More trial recap from today, although I don't know if it's even accurate to call it a trial. It had all the trappings of a trial, but it was called an evidentiary hearing because it's not the full deal, even though it's the fullest damn trial I've ever been to. I mean, even the Rich Paul trial was only 2 days. This one threatens to be a 3-day-long trial or hearing or whatever
plus
it is.
You've already had one half of a day in court already.
A half of a day? No, we were there the whole day. What do you mean, one half?
No, before today.
Oh, right.
About a month ago, I think it was.
The motion to dismiss?
Yeah, there was some kind of hearing on some motions.
I didn't realize it was that long, but yeah, it was. We've been in the court several hours on this
already. Several hours? Yeah.
So Daryl, you took extensive notes today as you tweeted. Those notes are available over at freekeen.com, thanks to fpp.cc, which is your website. And by the way, if people do subscribe to your Twitter feed, you'll be tweeting out other things at all times. Like, you're constantly putting news items out.
Yes. So, yeah, there's, I think I've got it set up to where I've got a couple of RSS feeds that go directly to my Twitter. And so they get that, and then primarily I'll tweet on Sundays when I'm doing my live radio show, Peace, Love, Liberty Radio.
Right. Cool. So, and what's the easiest way for people to get to your Twitter?
At DWPerry78.
All right. So give me a highlight, Daryl, because, I mean, obviously there's so much to pick from here. We literally, I'm looking at the video files. We've got 5.5 hours of court footage. And some of it's not even things that happened during the trial. As you pointed out, the e-cigarette thing happened before the judge came in.
Yeah, it was 9:30 before the judge even walked into the courtroom.
Right. Well, there was some sort of lengthy meeting that he had with the attorneys in the back room.
The highlight, I guess, would probably be Linda's confusion over what a quota is.
Now, Linda's one of the parking enforcers. Do you want to detail on that?
Yeah, so she was asked during cross-examination by Pete if she had a quota, and she said, no, there are no quotas. But she kept repeatedly saying, I can't do my job.
Mm-hmm.
And the affidavit and the papers from the city keep saying, you know, the parking enforcers are unable to do their job. Well, their job is to write tickets. So if they can't do their job, then, you know, and their job is to write tickets, then obviously that means that there is a quota of some sort. But she was confused on that. And Pete said, well, are you aware that the city puts out a projection of the number of tickets they expect to be written during the year? And she's like, I don't know that.
Mm.
Okay, so you don't have meetings at all to where you go over, okay, you know, the parking department needs to make X number of dollars this year, which means that there needs to be X number of tickets throughout the year, and then just divide that by however many Mondays through Saturday there are, right, minus holidays. And then you get your quota. And she was like, I don't understand your question.
Well, yeah, it didn't really go anywhere.
It's really kind of funny because we know that the traffic enforcers, they've said that they get trouble if they don't produce enough tickets.
Yes. One of them has told me that in the past.
So, I mean, obviously there's goals for these people to reach.
Right.
If there wasn't, I mean, what kind of operation are you running over there where your employees don't have to do their job? They don't have any goals to do their job. Clearly and obviously, these people have goals to do their job, and that's the point of their job. Their point is to hand out as many tickets as possible to increase revenue for the city. I mean, what kind of fools do these people take us for?
I also thought that it was very odd that Linda said that she has paid completely from the parking fund, and the parking department is fully self-sufficient, but yet James has gone over the budget and shown that they actually lose money every year.
Yep. It's amazing. And he's an accountant by trade.
Yes.
So he knows how to look at the numbers.
I wish that John Meyer would have asked that question of, have you ever looked at the city budget?
Well, of course she hasn't, but he could ask it of James.
No, because she said that this department funds itself.
Yeah.
So either she's lying or she doesn't know.
It. Yeah, she probably believes that. So
yeah, that department is so doesn't fund itself.
No.
You know what was weird?
And then she perjured herself about the video.
Which one?
During the redirect, after the cross-examinations, the prostituting attorney for the city wanted to introduce a video that had not been discussed before, mm-hmm. and he starts to play it, and then John Meyer objects, and then there's a question of, have you seen this video before? And she says, no, I've never seen any videos. And he says, I showed it to you on my phone this morning.
Oh, wow.
Oh, that video. Yeah, I saw it.
Well, who knows how disconnected from, you know, reality this lady is. I mean, I don't know.
Well, she's scared of cameras, and it, you know, makes her memory lapse.
She may have a drinking problem, too. I mean, just from the way she looks.
She has no hobby. She has two dogs, a garden, and no hobbies.
Wasn't that, was that John Meyer who asked her about
no.
that? Was that her attorney?
That was her attorney.
That's right.
What are your hobbies? I don't have any hobbies.
Well, a garden is a hobby, and
right,
darn,
but no, she said
busy.
She has no hobbies.
All right.
What do you like to do? I have a garden and two dogs, and I like to read books. What are your hobbies? I don't have any
hobbies. She
probably
didn't want to say drinking.
That's just, you're just speculating. I have no idea.
You know how you can see it in someone's face?
Yep. I know how you
it's
can
total
see it.
Speculation, but based on evidence and experience. So it was fascinating today. There was something weird that happened, though. Did you notice the attorney's...
The entire trial?
Well, there was a lot to talk about, but did you notice the attorney... at one point, twice, actually, one of the attorneys called the other brother.
Yes.
And I don't think they're related. So is that like a weird in club thing?
So was this the prosecutor called the defense attorney
brother? Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Is that like, you know, a bar thing? Is that like a...
Probably.
The cops had their thin blue line. Is the Bar Association
noticed,
of Brotherhood?
When they were discussing the scheduling, he says, well, I know my brother wants to blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm. Are they actually brothers, or is that an attorney thing? I'm going to guess the latter.
I think
the latter. Even though Meyer said he's known the guy for a while, but, you know, it's a small
state. Maybe they
state.
Were in a fraternity together.
It's a small state, too. I mean... There aren't that many attorneys in New Hampshire.
Right, but if you're in a fraternity, then mm-hmm. all of the guys in the
Our
frat
brothers.
With you are your frat brothers.
That's a good point.
So maybe there's some kind of fraternity that they're in, and that fraternity is called the Bilderbergers.
Well, what is it? There's a conspiracy theory amongst the sovereign citizen types that... Or the court conspiracy theorists, that if you hire an attorney, you're admitting that you're a ward of the state. Or something ridiculous like that.
And a British subject, because Barr is British-American royalty or something.
All I know is this guy has won before. John Meyer has been victorious against the state, and I understand he's a court officer. I get that. That's part of their little game. 855, 450 free, but I'm glad he's there, because he's amazing. More coming up.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
Shiny badges on your jacket, shiny badges. Start a conversation with your neighbor or your doctor or your family or your school. Now there's teachers and lawyers and business executives, and they all wear shiny badges and they all reject the state. Shiny badges on your jacket, shiny badges. Show the world that you reject coercion and aggression and oppression by the state. Shinybadges.com.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.